Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and this is Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Joining me today are mother and son, former BYU women's basketball star and current BYU TV sports analyst, Kristen Kozlowski. Oh my gosh. Let's start that over. See, there you go. Joining me today are mother and son, former BYU women's basketball star and current BYU TV sports analyst, Kristen Kozlowski. Kristen, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here with you.
And your awesome son, Brody, a 6'8 forward on the men's basketball team. Thanks so much for being here, Brody.
Thank you for having me.
Good to meet you. Good to have you both here. This is so much fun to have you both on with me. Kristen, has it hit you that Brody is going to be playing in the Marriott Center floor when you have so many memories playing and calling games?
I think it's a little surreal. It's, you know, it's been a process in the making, obviously, with kind of his journey to get to BYU. But we're super happy that he's close. And I think we're enjoying that more so now, realizing, like, he's in the thick of it, but I can just drive to Provo if he needs something. Or he can come home for a game and see his brothers still when they're playing. So it's been super enjoyable to have him close.
That's got to be nice for the parents.
Yes.
You're like, yes, you're just
a little
right
less
here.
Worry than you would normally have, I think, having him out of state.
Brody, you recently got to experience Marriott Madness in front of a large crowd of students and fans. You had thousands of people cheering for you as they announced your name. What was that moment like?
It was crazy. It was surreal, like my mother said. Just being in that environment and with like all the rock and everything just was super crazy and super fun.
Where you're like, I can't even hear myself think.
Exactly.
This is crazy. How am I going to play a game with these crazy kids behind me?
This was just a Marriott Madness, but then also the blue and white scrimmage,
right?
You had a good crowd for the scrimmage. It was really cool.
Well, I want to ask you, Chris, about that. You hit a three in the blue and white game. What was that? What was your reaction and Travis's reaction? Didn't count, obviously, meaning like it was a blue and white game, but like his first points on the Marriott Center floor.
Well, I think as a parent, there's obvious relief for him, you know, because he's worked so hard. We've seen him knock down a lot of threes in his short 18 years as we've rebounded for him, as he's been in big games. And so I think for him, it's just watching him succeed is going to be complete, like, for his parents, just relief, I think, because he's worked so hard. And so you get one to go down, then the next one, and confidence grows. But it was nice to see the first one for him. And, you know, when the first game comes, I'm sure when he gets another shot to go down, when it really means something in a game, it's going to be big for him.
I feel like you have a much better perspective than most parents would have because you're like, oh, I've seen this. You know, you're an analyst. You can see it in a different way where some parents would just freak out. Brody, it's been a whirlwind of a year for you. You signed with USC. Then they got a new coach. You opened up your recruitment back up. Ended up signing with KY and the Cougars. You graduated high school somewhere in there as well. And now you're here in the midst of practices just weeks away from competing in the Big 12. How are you holding up?
I've been doing
good. How you doing?
It's been really nice to have the support of the coaching staff, my teammates, my family all behind me throughout that whole process. So I've been feeling really good recently.
When you look back at this past year, though, like what goes through your mind? Like, can you believe you actually did all that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, it was, again, like a really cool moment to go through all that. But it was also like a stress moment going through all that as well. Yeah. But it was super fun to go through it with the people that I love.
What drew you to BYU when you opened your recruitment back up?
I would say the environment and the coach, Coach Kevin Young. He had a really good outline for BYU and what he wants for the future. So I was in on that.
And it just spoke to you.
It did speak to me.
I love it. Kristen, what advice did you give Brody throughout that entire process? Because that's got to be weird watching your son do that.
It's quite the whirlwind to go through. And not only to go through it once, but to go through it twice because, you know, of how everything kind of got uprooted for him with USC. But I just think we tried to navigate with Brody more so. Like, this is his journey. It's always been his journey. We just try to support him, be a sounding board for him because we don't have to put the jersey on anymore, right? We've been there. We've done that, both him and his father and myself. So we've already been in that, knowing the grind, knowing that you're the one that has to practice every single day, show up every single day, go to class. And so that was his decision ultimately, but we were just trying to help him prioritize, try to be that sounding board for him throughout the process. So it was difficult, I think, but it was also enjoyable. We tried to enjoy every recruiting trip, every coach connection that we made with each of the coaches. And it wasn't just head coaches. He made so many connections with assistant coaches. So we were big on relationships for him and prioritizing that.
because you're so well known in the BYU community, I was so curious when all this was happening, especially when Brody signed with USC. How many crazy BYU fans did you have reaching out to you being like, why isn't Brody signing with BYU? Did you get a lot of that?
There wasn't a lot, actually. Okay. I think it was good. More support than anything. Everybody was excited for him. They knew it was his decision. And so just support that, man, this is so cool. Like, you're going to be playing at USC originally, right?
Right.
It's amazing. Like, Coach Enfield and the staff were all on board with Brody, and we were so excited for him to go there, and we were all on board. And then come March, April, that next year, it just everything kind of got flipped upside down, and that's life. And that was just something we told Brody. Like, we felt like things happened for a reason, and, you know, that it brought him here ultimately. However that journey played out, he's where he's supposed to be.
Kristen, did you purposefully make sports a big part of your family culture, or did it just happen organically by nature of you and your husband being athletes yourselves?
Yeah, I think probably more so organically, because, I mean, I played sports here at BYU. Travis has played sports here. We met as athletes. We actually met through a trainer, George Curtis, back in the day.
Yes, I know George.
Some of those longtime fans will know George, who was working with the football team. But so I just think organically it happened. It wasn't like we ever forced it upon the kids. It was just like they always had a ball in their hand. From Brody, the time he could pick up a ball, he wanted to throw a ball, kick a ball, you know, and just – it just kind of came naturally for our family. And I think every kid has been able to find their own kind of personalized, what they want to put their effort into, their passion, you know, whether it's football or basketball. Yeah. It was one of those two sports for our boys, at least. And so it was more organically. And we just tried to facilitate that.
Brody, I'm sure you know this, but your mom is a rock star and a trailblazer in the BYU broadcasting world. She's smart, instinctive, and poised when analyzing games. At what point growing up did you realize that your mom being on TV calling games was pretty cool?
I've always thought it was pretty cool growing up. Always looked up to it. Always watched her at her games and everything on TV. And I think I just gained a lot of knowledge from her.
When you started to get more serious in your basketball career, did you ever ask her for advice or help you break down some game film?
Yeah, all the time. Always asked her.
We watched a lot of film.
Did you?
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Kristen, when you reflect on raising five kids, all while balancing a career in broadcasting, what do you hope your kids have learned from watching you navigate this world?
I would say probably to be present. I think that they look at me and probably their dad as well, as just that we're always present. I don't know if they really understand what goes into my day every single day, right? And making sure that they get where they're supposed to on time, picking them up on time, helping them with homework, getting meals done, you know, getting laundry done, whatever it is, and then having to show up for work, right? And be present. So I hope that's something that they've seen in terms of a characteristic, that mom's always present. Like, she's there, she's engaged, you know, puts the effort forward to make sure that she's there for every big moment, for everything that's important to them.
Yeah.
To just be present. And, you know, I have to do that in work as well. I have to be present in everything I do.
I remember when I was first a sideline reporter and I first met you, and then I heard that you had kids and I was seeing all that you were doing, and you had like a good family, and you were, you know, nothing's perfect, right? No family's perfect. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do this. Like, this is possible. So I think you've just done incredible things.
Well, thank
Brody,
you.
You're the oldest of five siblings. Whoa. Did you feel extra pressure to set an example both in sports kind of and in life for your brothers and sister?
Yeah, I always felt pressure on it, but I took that upon myself to be the best example I can to them.
There are four boys and a girl in the Kozlowski clan, Brody, Jace, Ty, Roscoe, and Maya. Is that right?
Yep.
What's the family dynamic like, Brody? Is Maya the princess and she's the youngest and the only girl? What's that like?
Yeah, she for sure is the princess. And our dad has told us that, like, she's going to get things you guys didn't get when you were younger. So
he's told him, don't even compare to what, you know, like, she's going to get stuff that's a lot nicer than yours. So don't even compare.
Do the other brothers feel the same way, though?
Oh, they totally do.
So who is the most competitive of all the kids?
I would say myself or Ty. Third. Like
the third
child.
One.
Yeah.
And Jace is the second. Is that right?
Yes. Jace is 17. Yeah. So, and then Roscoe is our 11-year-old.
Okay. Yeah. So what makes you and Ty the most competitive?
I think having two older brothers that pick on him. He's always wanting to, like, fight against us or, like, play against us and beat us. He can't beat us right now, but I think he will eventually.
He thinks he can.
Yeah, he thinks he can, which is, like, a good mindset. But
right.
Eventually, when he's older, I think he will.
So what's Jace's personality? Since he's not one of the most competitive ones, is he more laid back?
I'd say he's super competitive as well. He is laid back too, but he is very hardworking in football. the football aspect. Super determined in what he's doing in football. He's been getting looks, which is awesome for him, and super proud of him for doing that. But I think he's kind of a mixture of both.
I love it. Kristen, you knew your kids were going to be tall, which is already a leg up in the basketball world, right? But at what point did you realize that Brody had what it took to make it the next level?
I think we realized early on with Brody because he had some elite skills. And I think from the outside looking in, some people look at him and go, oh, he's tall. Like, he's going to get a scholarship, right? Yeah. No matter what. Like, but that's only a piece of the component that to get you to this point. And his hard work early on, we knew he had it because of that aspect. He was willing to get up, sacrifice. He was getting up at 6 a.m. since he was in sixth grade. And we always told our kids, now Travis did the mornings. I would usually do the evenings. I'm more of a sleeper.
Yeah.
But we always told him, Travis would say, look, I'm not going to pull you out of bed. You set your own alarm. You get yourself up. I'll be waiting on the couch. You want to go. And some mornings they wouldn't get up because they would sleep in. But for the most part, like, especially with Brody, he would wake up. And he would go. And so we knew early on, just because of that major aspect of hardworking, putting in the effort, making sure that you were sacrificing certain things to get you there. I mean, we just tried to lay out the blueprint for them, but he put in a ton of work. So even though he's tall, that's just a certain aspect, you know?
Yeah. Brody, when you look back kind of on that time, when you had to start getting up early at a really young age, was it for love of the game, or were you like, I want to please my parents? Like, when you look back on your mindset, what was it?
It was for sure the love of the game. I loved going out shooting with my dad every morning. I just wanted to get better and reach my goals, which were to make to college and the NBA.
And you probably loved that it was with your dad.
Yeah,
you got to give with awesome. Your dad. That's a bonus right there. Yeah. I love that. You're a 4-star recruit, ranked in ESPN's top 100, and won numerous accolades in high school. What was the key to staying grounded through all of that attention and pressure that you were getting?
I think I was just trying to be super humble and blessed throughout the whole process of what opportunities came at me and the achievements I got. And I just knew of my main goal was to make an NBA, so I knew I wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to keep working each day.
You were getting looks from some pretty big schools. You had USC, obviously, Stanford, Michigan, UCLA. How did you manage that recruiting process?
I think my parents helped a lot with that. Yeah. Helped deal with that. But coaches as well helped as well with my AU and my high school coach. Just helped me manage throughout the whole process and how to handle the coaches and handle the recruits. And so I think just having them behind my back and by my side was super helpful.
This is how I know you were the perfect son and why I really want some parenting advice from Kristen, because you also excelled academically. You were the valedictorian. Oh my gosh. How did you balance the academic side of high school while also all this pressure of being one of the best basketball players in Utah?
Yeah, I've always taken academics seriously. I know long term that academically it'll take me farther than athletic.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of put a lot of focus on that throughout high school because I knew it'll help me get into college, and I'm going to keep that focus in college as well.
That's a really hard perspective for a high school kid to have. Yeah. So good for you. That's awesome. Kristen, give me some parenting tips here. How were you and your husband, Travis, able to encourage and push Brody both on the court and off?
With Brody, I think, it as with any kid, they kind of navigate or find their own avenue, right? And so you just facilitate helping them. So whether it was the guitar, piano, football, basketball, soccer, whatever Brody wanted to do when he was young, we just tried to facilitate helping him reach a level of success by knowing, okay, you've got to commit to this. Here are the steps that we're going to do to help you get better. If you want to get better, this is what you need to do, right? And again, it goes back to like just laying out that blueprint for each kid, because each of our kids are different. Like he said, his brother Jace is all in on football, and he's got a future in football. That looks a little different than it did for Brody, right?
Yeah.
Or academics are a little bit different. You know, there's strengths for him that might not necessarily be with my Roscoe, who's an 11-year-old.
Right.
So you just try to take those strengths and continue to develop them, but also the things that they struggle at, try to help them improve in every area, because they're not perfect. We're not perfect. But I think if you recognize what they're passionate about and you help facilitate that particular skill or that particular interest, you're going to get more out of it, particularly in the relationship as well, too, you know, that connection with them versus here's my agenda. This is what we're going to do.
Right.
Right. It was always their agenda. And we emphasize that with our kids, that we're always going to have your agenda. Out of everybody in the world, your parents are probably going to be the only people that won't have a side agenda, won't have a hidden agenda.
Right.
Right. And so I think for them, they really believe that. And they knew that we were in it for them. And so that went a long way, and that we could help them. It wasn't always something enjoyable with, you know, homework. Hey, you got to sacrifice. You got a test tomorrow. You can't go hang out with friends. You can't go do this, right? This is what's important. And long term, it's going to help you. And just try to lay that out for them. Mm.
I love that so much. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from mom and son, Kristen and Brody Kozlowski.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
Welcome back to Royal Legacy. I'm Lauren McLean with former BYU women's basketball player and current BYU TV sports analyst Kristen Kozlowski and her rising star son, freshman forward for the BYU men's basketball team, Brody Kozlowski. Brody, you got in a car accident during your senior year. What was going through your mind when you realized you were going to have to miss part of your senior season?
A lot was going through my mind. I was super stressed, didn't know what to think, and it kind of put me in through like a depressed state throughout that moment. It was a super like hard time.
Yeah. How were you able to make it out of that depressed state and kind of move forward and keep working and rehabilitating?
I would say my family helped a lot. My mom and my dad just helped me, try to look on the bright side and everything, like a learning process throughout that whole, accident. And so just having them by my side helped a lot.
Kristen, how did you and Travis support Brody during that recovery, especially knowing how much basketball meant to him?
It was difficult, but I think we knew the most difficult part was going to be the mental side.
Yeah.
You know, having gone through our own injuries. I mean, I had four knee surgeries, having played
four.
Wow. Between Boise State and BYU, and his dad had had injuries too. And so we knew, having gone through it, that the mental side was going to be the biggest challenge. Like, his body would recover, right?
Yeah.
But he was set up for such a successful year and playing his best basketball. And he was 5 days away from his first game. And then here's a curveball, right? You know?
Yeah.
And so just helping him understand that this is not the end of the world, that we can gain lessons out of this, like take the time to really study the game, which he became a coach on the bench. I think he did a really good job of that. He was their main leader. They always looked up to him. He found a way to lead even from the bench in the huddles. You know, as they were traveling to play other teams, to help teammates kind of get through hard times, even though he wasn't out there on the court.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a tribute to him and the work that he put in and the understanding that kind of the process he went through.
Yeah.
It's obviously a blow. You go through the injury. The first couple weeks were really hard. But when those games started coming, he was still able to be present, but be a coach on the bench and offer something to the team, even though it wasn't him out there physically playing.
Right. Brody, what would you say was one of the main things that you learned during that time where you kind of did have to be a bench coach and help support your teammates?
I learned that when life hits you, like, you just got to come back stronger from that moment. I knew I had to be there for my teammates, and so I tried to be present as much as I can in the practices and in the games. And so just at that moment, I knew I needed to learn, have like a different mindset towards basketball, of like the coaching aspect on the sidelines. And so once I then came back on the floor, I would have a different mindset.
And that's how you became valedictorian, because you had a lot more time, right?
Exactly.
On your hands.
Yeah.
When you returned to the court, what was it like to step back into competition after being sidelined that long?
I think I was super nervous that game, my first game. I think I didn't shoot it that well that first game back, but it felt good to have it under my belt and get the wind under me and my legs under me, so it was super fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how did the injury kind of affect you at the very beginning, both physically and mentally?
Yeah, at the beginning, I was nervous of getting hit there, but yeah. I think I took like a drive and got hit, and I was like, oh, I think this is feeling pretty fine and everything. Kind of felt stronger, which is crazy, but I just knew I was good, and I knew I could continue.
What advice would you give to other young athletes that are facing setbacks or injuries or other challenges like that that's preventing them from doing the thing they love?
I think just when a setback hits, you just hit it harder. Just keep pushing forward and know that you will get stronger and you will get better.
Brody, you come from a family that's obviously deeply involved in sports. Do you guys talk about games and practices at the dinner table, or is that something you guys try and leave, you know, when you're not at home?
Yeah, we talk about it quite a bit sometimes. We talk about sometimes our frustrations, what we thought we did well. We feel like it's a safe place for us to talk about our home.
I love it. Kristen, as a family, do you have any sports-related traditions that you guys do? Maybe like a pregame meal or ritual, anything like that you guys do?
I don't know that we have a particular tradition or, yeah, I mean, on game days, I think we try not to talk about it as much and just kind of let it be and let them do their own thing. And like Brody always has a routine. His brother Jace has a routine, you know, on big games. Now, the younger kids aren't quite, you know, at the level that they're at yet. They're not in high school. It's a little bit different once you hit high school and just the level of intensity, you know, and the pressure that they feel. So we wouldn't talk a lot about it. On game day, I was just always present to try and help them. Hey, what do you need? You know, what do you want for lunch? Let's make sure that we're, you know.
Yeah.
So it was more of a routine thing, not necessarily a tradition thing, where get into the routine, kind of like you're shooting right before game, right? Yep. Get into your reps, get into your routine. That was kind of more what we did. I can't think of a tradition necessarily, other than support. I think every game, like, we all try to go to.
Yeah.
You know, even to this point, having Brody close, he tries to make it to every Friday Night Light game for his brother in high school, right, who plays defensive end at Corner Canyon. I just think being present was always important.
Well, that's what I actually wanted to ask you, because you have four younger siblings that are doing all their own things, but you're so busy doing this. How do you stay connected to your younger siblings when you're so busy?
Yeah, I think just showing up is the main that helps me be connected with them, to their games, to events that they feel like is important for them. I think just being there for them is the big thing for them.
I love that. What's one of the family traditions that you guys have? It doesn't have to be sports related, Brody, but a family tradition that you guys have and that you've had growing up that you love so much that you want to one day implement it in your own family.
Well, that's tough. I can't really think of like a family tradition, but I think just like a lot of like Sundays, we do a lot of like pickleball games.
Yes.
Each other.
That's where the competitiveness comes
out. Oh, pickleball. Yeah. That's dangerous.
I think I just want to carry that to my family, too.
I love it so much. Kristen, what are some family values you emphasize to your kids, especially in the competitive world of sports?
Probably the top one would be hard work, I think. Sports, academics, whatever you're doing in life, show up is another one. Be present, right? Like, whether it's you're going to be your best effort, try to put forth your best effort, right? Because it's always not going to be perfect. But show up, give your best effort, be present, and then form connections. I think that's been a big one for us, is the sooner you start to learn to form connections, whether it's with your teacher, whether it's with your bishop, whether it's with your friend or your aunt and uncle, like, you're just going to have a better quality of life. So connections is big for us, too. Mm,
I love that. Brody, as you begin your career at BYU, what are some of your personal goals, both for the team and for yourself?
I think personally, just growth every day. And then for the team, as a team, we want to win a national championship here at BYU, and we want to win in Big 12 that championship as well. So we're just trying to progress every day, just grow every day.
If you did that, you would be the top of the Kozlowski cut. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
You could bring that national championship for BYU basketball.
Glenn and Richard did it in 1984.
That's
that football, but it's not the same, isn't it? You know,
it's a whole new world now, you know what I mean?
And I love when you talk to these players, like when you, not only Brody, but these players, like, their goal is a national championship.
Yeah.
In the past, it's been, let's go out and win a Big 12, right?
Yeah.
Or a WCC championship.
Right.
But they have a bigger mindset of, no, we're going to get to the NCAA tournament. We're going to go far. And so,
I love that so much. Kristen, watching Brody grow into the player and person that he is today, what makes you most proud?
Think of who he is, who he stands for, you know, how, the standards he's set for himself. When I watch him play on the court, it's super enjoyable. But when I watch him off the court with little kids that come up and just want some attention and they're starstruck, right, and they just want him to sign their little hat or whatever, it's not just about him signing that hat. Brody will talk to him and ask their name and try to connect with them. And so he's engaged in every aspect of his life. And that's something I admire in him and I'm super proud of, because that's going to take him far, further than basketball will, you know. And so just being connected to people is something that Brody, that comes natural for him. To hear from even teachers, I've talked to his BYU teachers that are like, he sits front row, I just love him, like, he's such a good kid, you know. And so that makes me more proud as a mom, because I know he's a great basketball player. He's a star on the court and he's got a bright future, but it's going to end at some point. The ball stops bouncing. You know, it's ended for me, other than my rebounding days. Like, I'm a designated rebounder, but the ball will stop bouncing, and the connections he's formed is going to take him further in life. And I'm super proud of who he is and how he holds himself with people.
Mm, I love that so much. Brody, wait, have you declared a major? Do you have a major?
I think I want to go into business, I'd say.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a good place.
Yeah.
You're in a good place for that. You mentioned that Kevin Young was one of the reasons that drew you to BYU. How's that relationship been with him, and how has it kind of helped you so far in practices and on the court?
Yeah, it's been a really good relationship with him. I think I can just come to him comfortably about advice on what I need to work on each day. Just knowledge from him from the NBA aspect, and just learning from him each day has been super helpful for me in my game.
Has that been a cool thing that he brings that extra aspect from the NBA, which is most of your goals to get there? Have you noticed that difference in his coaching style?
Yeah, for sure. It's a blessing to have him and his knowledge and everything as a team and personally as me. I'm learning from him.
So cool. Kristen, looking back at your own time as a player, what advice would you give Brody as he embarks on his collegiate career?
Oh, goodness. It's been a while since I played. So just trying to enjoy it. Like, I think back to my freshman year, and it was such a grind, and it was so hard to, like, find the joy in it at that time, because you're working so hard, and your body hurts, and you're tired, and you got to go to class, and you have so much on your plate that you're trying to juggle. But I would say enjoy it, you know, try to, you know, he's going to have long-term connections with these teammates he has, and they're such good guys. Like, they're all really good guys. He's going to enjoy traveling. Enjoy eating, enjoy all the fun stuff you do when you start to travel. But for him, I hope that he can just, like, sit back and take a breath sometimes and see through all of the pain, the discomfort, the grind, and really enjoy it, because it goes so fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like 20 years out, and it's
yeah. How are
sad.
We this old, Crystal? Yeah. How do we get here? You'll see one day, Brody. Brody, when you look back at your career years from now, I know it's probably hard to picture right now, but what do you hope your legacy will be at BYU, not just as an athlete, but a person? What do you want to leave here?
I think people just want to – I hope I hear from my legacy that I was a good person, just a respectful person, humble. I never want to be viewed as, like, a person that's, like, braggy or anything or cocky. I just want to be a humble person, very respectful, very giving. Like, I want to be a serving person to others. So that's the legacy I want to bring at BYU, and I hope I have that legacy.
I love it. Well, I can tell you are an incredible man. You have an incredible mom. Thank you guys so much for being here with me and taking the time out of your busy schedules to do it. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bart.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Kristen and Brody Kozlowski for coming on the show with me. Carter Vaughn and Tori Kimball helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYURadio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcast.